We're about to have a conversation with Congressman Elijah Cummings, joining us here, of course, who represents our 7th District, where I live, where many of you live, right in the middle of Morgan State University and the rest. And Congressman Cummings, welcome. Good to have you back.
It's good to be with you, Mark.
So we only have days before what was going to be a deadline on for our health care, but I've seen things in papers that things are kind of switching and changing. Can you give us a sense of what your constituents need to kind of think about?
Well, the first thing they need to think about is getting their paperwork done for the Affordable Care Act by March 31st, next Monday. There have been some extensions, but that's all got to be cleared up.
What do you mean cleared up?
In other words, we don't know exactly how long the extension will be. Mm. And then there is language, Mark, that says that if you had difficulty or problems, in other words, if you had gotten it in on time, had started the process on time, and that is by March 31st, and then you had difficulties or problems, then there would be an extension. But I think that has to be made very clear. What are those difficulties? What are those problems? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
So I'm telling people, be safe. And one thing I do know from talking to our Maryland people is that if they make application by the 31st, end of the day on the 31st, that they will then definitely have at least until April 15th to complete that process. In other words, our people in the state of Maryland will continue to work with them and try to get them enrolled so they'll meet the deadline. So there's a little, again, we have the federal people came out yesterday and said basically if you're having difficulty, make sure you, if you get your application in by March 31st, you're having difficulty, will extend. They didn't say exactly how long they would extend. Maryland is very clear. If you get your application in, we'll definitely extend until April 15th. And it may be that the federal guidelines will then take over and be used for Maryland. And I would think that that would be the case. But I want to be safe and tell people, get it done by March 31st. In other words, make application.
So what does it mean to get it done? What do people have to do?
Well, what people need to do, a good way to do it, is to contact my office. And we're going to be doing a fair, health fair, basically, an enrollment fair on this coming Saturday. We will be there all day, Mark.
Is this Money Power Day or something different?
No. This is my event. We had Money Power Day
last weekend, where we signed up
500 people.
Oh, cool.
And we're gonna. And I believe, Mark, then probably in the greater Baltimore area, at least 25,000-30,000 people that probably will qualify for this and would want this insurance. They just got to know about it. Then they got to know where to come to make application. And we're going to be at the convention center from 9 until 4 this Saturday. And they can come. And, again, if there are people who don't have insurance or if they have been applied for, say, Medicaid in the past and was turned down, or if they were turned down because of a pre-existing condition, they need to show up. Or if they have a policy that they simply cannot afford, there may be some things under the Affordable Care Act that will allow them to get the same quality of coverage, and at the same time have subsidies that would help, you know, reduce the cost of their policy. So I'm asking people to come out again from 9 to 4 this coming Saturday, and that we'll have navigators there, and these are the people that will sit down with them with computers and go through the process of getting them enrolled.
So, and who should be there? People are really confused about this too. I mean, if you already have health insurance,
I'm gonna give you a list.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're currently uninsured, that's one. If your current health care premiums are too costly, that's two. Number three, if you were denied coverage in the past. Number four, if you are unsure if you are eligible for tax credits. Number five, if you were not eligible for Medicaid in the past but may now be eligible. And number six, you have a pre-existing condition and have been denied coverage or it was too costly. Now, if there are people who are working, they have a, you know, they're already getting insurance through their employer, it's probably not going to be a problem unless there's a situation where, again, they feel that their premiums are just far too high. There may be some things that can be done to help them.
So you'll have enough people to cover the whole day, and even if
we're
going to
have enough
thousands.
People to cover them, and that's one of the things that we've been working closely with Governor O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown, to try to make sure we have the navigators there. Mark, we've had some problems with this system,
right?
Sadly. And people have read about it in the paper and heard about it. But what I noticed that on last Saturday, we had the same kind of setup, and it moved pretty smoothly. And people that may have come and did not have all the paperwork, they were then followed up during this week. And I hear now that they've covered out just about everybody that came out. So that's the key. Get in there 9 to 4 on Saturday. And there's certain paperwork that we want them to bring with them. I can go through that right now, Mark, or they can call my office and we can provide it for them.
We'll give the number for your office, but give just a very quick rundown of what you think.
Yeah, real quickly. You want to bring Social Security numbers for yourself and your family members. You want employer and income information for everyone in the family. For example, you can bring pay stubs, W-2 forms, or wage tax statements. But you want policy numbers for any current health insurance and information about any job-related health insurance available to your family. And by the way, if they call my office, Mark, at 410-685-9199, 410-685-9199, we will provide them with all of this information that we're talking about right now.
And all that will be on our website.
On a piece of paper, or we'll email it or fax it, whatever they need.
Great. We'll have all those numbers on our website as well. And before we leave each other today, I'll make sure that we say that one more time. So people need to be there, because this is it. Otherwise, you can be not fined, but you can be taxed, right?
That's exactly right. The other thing, Mark, is that you're going to have people that won't have insurance. I mean, this is life and death. People have been, the president fought very hard for this. We got no Republican votes on it. And the last thing I want to see is a situation where people don't enroll in the numbers that we are shooting for. And basically, we've already done very well, even with here in Maryland, even with the problems with the website. We will make our goals. But like I said, the significant thing is there are people who are maybe ill, people who want to stay well, who do not have health insurance. And we've got to find a way to try to make sure that they come out and take advantage of it. It's one thing to have an opportunity. It's another thing to know about it. And it's another thing to do something to get it. So take advantage of it.
And your number for the office one more time.
410-685-9199. 410-685-9199.
So you said a minute ago, Congressman Cummings, that no Republicans voted for this earlier, voted on this.
Right.
And we've been following, obviously, what happened between you and Congressman Issa on the committee used to chairman to chair the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Just came over the transom that he wants to hold the IRS commissioner in contempt. So,
yeah.
And I was thinking about what you said about this divide and what's happening on the committee and what you alluded to a moment ago. I mean, it's people don't get a sense of how severe it really is.
Oh, it is. It is extremely severe. Mark, you know, one of the things that has upset me greatly, and something that I've been working on, is all these efforts to reduce people's opportunities to vote throughout the country. Fortunately, Maryland isn't like that.
Right.
That's significant, Mark, okay? But I'm going to show you how it's all connected. Okay, so there's an effort to take people's right to vote away. They try to justify it, saying that it's about fraud, but we know that's not true. And now what happened the other day was an effort to, in a representative government, to take the voice of one side, the minority, away after they got elected. In other words, on the one, you know, you got this one situation where there's been this national effort to stop the vote. And then even when you get your elected people elected, then there's an effort here. And that committee situation that you saw the other day was a perfect example of it, where Chairman Issa did not want me or the Democrats to say one syllable in a hearing that we had a right to speak in. I think that's what got me upset. You cannot, Mark, you cannot maintain a democracy if people's right to vote is being cut. And then even when they get, when they send representatives to the legislature, to the Congress, or wherever, city council, they are then cut off from speaking. That has a chilling effect on democracy.
Did he ever say why he did that to you personally?
No, no. And I just sat beside him for almost 2 hours, 3 hours, and he never said that. And he never told me any other conversation.
I mean, you know, you see that. You see the comments that Congressman Ryan made about the laziness of black folks in the inner city. I mean,
right.
But there's something that's really disquieting about all this, at the very least.
Oh, no doubt about it. I think that we are moving into a culture that is not fully democratic. My wife says it's the hijacking of democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to be very careful in our country and guard this democracy that we have. And, you know, the other day when Chairman Issa cut me off, keep in mind what he did. He turned off the microphone. That's one of the worst things you can do. I mean, think about it. A representative government, Mark, where people send representatives to voice their views, and you do something like cut off the mic and then do a throat-slashing kind of move, it's not American. And that's what I said. And so it wasn't just about Elijah Cummings. It's bigger than that. This is about whether we are going to preserve our democracy. Another thing that is an attack on our democracy is Citizens United.
Hmm.
When you can dump all this money, undisclosed, who's given it, and literally turn around elections all over this country, that's scary. I mean, millions upon millions and millions of dollars. So the person who, the one man and one woman, one vote, goes out the window. It's not that anymore. We're moving towards, you know, how much money do you have, how much, and that will determine how many votes you control.
And I mean, we're looking at that right now. I mean, they're talking about right now. We're seeing the end of any public funding of presidential campaigns. All that's being, I mean, we're seeing the end of all of this, with the kind of line being, we're going to take the money out of this and put it into, child's medical research. At the same time, we're cutting funds for that research. I mean,
that's right.
It's all crazy. It's like upside down.
But that's why folks have to be vigilant. But you know what, Mark? The first thing they've got to do is be informed. There's a story here recently about Mississippi and how they were having a difficulty getting people to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. And what they were saying is that, and these people who needed it, okay, as one of the worst medical underserved populations in the country. But they were saying, oh, they heard that it wasn't a good thing, that it wouldn't work. And so a lot of times I think people are not as informed as they need to be. And so they hear a little tidbit here, a little information there, and then next thing you know, they form an opinion. But sometimes those opinions are not based on all the facts.
Well, this is a very kind of strange time we're living in.
It is,
and we do appreciate the work you do on behalf of the citizens of this community down there, Elijah Cummings.
But Mark, I appreciate what you do, but you got to understand, Mark, we got to be vigilant. This is our watch; it really is, and I feel passionate about this. This is our watch.
So, since you raised that, before we go, I mean,
and
we'll come back and get the number before we go. So, what's the conversation among people about how to do that? I mean, given the divided Congress, that how deeply it's divided, and but that the numbers are skewed in terms of the population of this country and what people really believe.
You know, Mark, the conversation is get out there and try to inform your constituents as best you can. But I got to tell you, it gets a little discouraging when you see people like Henry Waxman leaving, George Miller. These are giants in the Congress. George Miller, Jim Moran of Virginia, Dingell of Michigan. These are giants. Rockefeller in the Senate. You know, Hawkins of Iowa in the Senate. And I could go on in 11 of Michigan. All of these people are giants, and these are the people. And you know, as a matter of fact, I wrote in my journal the other day. You know, it seems that I'm wondering if they see something that looks awfully bleak. But I refuse to be discouraged. But what we're saying is we've got to improve our message. That is the more progressive message. Make sure that people understand the ramifications of where we are. And when I say that, they understand. I think we are at a critical moment in the history of this country, where somebody was telling me the other day that it's quite possible that at the rate we're going with redistricting by 2020, you will have at least a third of the Congressional Black Caucus gone.
Really?
Yeah. Based on, just because, see, the state legislatures are taking over these. They're going to do redistricting, of course, in 2020. And there's going to be some significant shifts. And when you have a situation where the governor and the both houses in these state legislatures are controlled by Republicans, anything can happen.
Well, we don't have to be vigilant. This is something we're going to have to cover a lot with you and others.
I'd be happy to come on at any time.
We're looking forward to that. And before we do go, let's talk about tomorrow very quick and what time and where and the telephone number again.
Again, it's 410-685-9199, 410-685-9199. That is my office. We will be holding the health fair, and that is on this coming Saturday from 9 until 4 at the Convention Center downtown. It is free, and we will have navigators there to help people sign up for the Affordable Care Act. They need to keep in mind that, the last day to do this is the 31st, so we really want them to be there on Saturday. And they need to get there early. I'll be there all day encouraging people, helping people get signed up. We'll have a lot of people to assist them, but come early, please.
Congressman Elijah Cummings, thanks so much, and see you Saturday.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take care. You're listening to The Mark Steiner Show on Public Radio WEAA 88.9 FM. The voice of the community. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this very short break.